Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Sully's dream is coming true. We're doing an abbreviated picks where somehow they are going to talk more. We only have five games, but it's the picks for the best football weekend of the year, the divisional games and the national championship. Sure to get these all wrong. Here we go. Okay, Mike, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to do this. We'll do the college game right here since you played the music. Then go backwards to the NFL. Is that how you want to do it?
Yeah.
Current number on LSU Clemson. I'm seeing six.
Yep.
Are you okay with that?
Six.
LSU laying six. We go to David.
Burrow has led the LSU offense to score at least 40 points in 11 games this season. But the last time Clemson was an underdog, they beat Bama 44-16 in last year's championship game. Because of that, I am going Clemson in this game.
Over to Mike Sullivan.
Completely disagree.
Coffees for closers.
Love LSU in this game. And I think that everyone wants to talk about their offense and Joe Burrow and Jefferson and all this wide receivers that they got. And I get it, but LSU's defense, no one's talking about. They're peaking at the right time. Last four games, they're allowing 16 points a game. Now, I get it, Clemson's good, but I think LSU covers, be close in the first half. They'll pull away in the second.
If T. Higgins and Justin Ross are healthy, Clemson is better than you realize. LSU wins the game. Clemson covers the number. Call it 35-31. I'll take the six. Give me the Tigers. But I am rooting for Orgeron.
Yeah, I am.
I just genuinely like the guy. Yeah. All right, let's go backwards to the NFL games. Mike, lead game on Saturday afternoon. National Football Conference. Vikings, Frisco. Vikings catching. Current number, Mike, is it 7 or 7.5? Let's be accurate.
7. Vegas Insider consensus, at least.
7 flat. David.
It doesn't matter if it's 7 or 7.5 to me. The 49ers generate explosive plays on 20.2% of the time when they're on offense. But D. Ford, who has been hurt, is expected to play.
That's right.
Their QB pressure rate without him is 22.7. With him is 36.3. I think he affects this game. I think the 49ers win this game.
Take it to the bank. Let's go to Mike Sullivan.
Like Minnesota in this one. I really do. I think that San Francisco wins. Minnesota covers 24-20 Niners. And Kirk Cousins does enough to keep this a game late in the fourth.
Cousins turns into a pumpkin. The diverse offense of San Francisco is the opposite of what the Saints do, where it's just Mike Thomas. I think the Niners are lying in wait. And the Vikings, congratulations. We hope you enjoyed your stay. I think the Niners are going to open up a can, and Cousins going to look like he's playing blindfolded out there. Game number two. Oh, Eddie, we love you. You need a Hummer? It's a great commercial.
Yes, it is.
Now listen to me. Saturday night, my Titans, your Titans, our Titans. They're catching. Current number, Michael?
9.5.
At Baltimore, hatchet man.
They're not my Titans. I hate these Titans. The Titans have won 8 of the last 11 games. But Derrick Henry, who does his work on the outside, might not be effective in this game because the Ravens' secondary is really physical and aggressive, and they're really good tackling in space. I'm going Ravens here.
Over to Mike Sullivan.
I actually like the Titans, you know, and I get it. The Ravens have been incredible. They've been covering every spread. I get that. But Tennessee, they're playing so well right now. I think it's an extremely well-coached team. I think that they keep it within this number. Give me the Titans.
I was one of the lone wolves saying keep the points, take the Titans last week. Mm-hmm. Well, now we go the other direction. You can keep all 9.5 of those points. I think Lamar and B-more and a healthy Mark Ingram are going to put on a show. And they average damn near 6.5 yards a carry with Mr. Ingram.
Yeah,
about 4.2 without him.
Mm-hmm.
If he's healthy, and it looks like he is, I think our Titans are in a lot of trouble. I'm going to take the Ravens to put on a show on Saturday night. Let's – oh, poor boat guy. Sunday afternoon, Michael. Let's do it. Houston travels to Kansas City. Current number, it opened up at 8. Where is it now, Mike?
9.5.
Go ahead. Kansas City laying 9.5. Hatchet.
My godson and the Texans won this matchup in week 6, and everyone's repeating it. Everyone's talking about it. But here's what KC was missing in that game. Chris Jones and Frank Clark.
Yes.
They were missing these key players. While I think the Chiefs win this game, I think the Texans keep it close. I think 9.5 points is a lot of points. So I'm taking the Texans here with the points.
Over to Mike Sullivan.
Andy Reid's incredible after a bye. When he gets time to prepare, his teams blow other teams out. I think the Chiefs are going to blow them out. And they're going to let everyone know, hey, don't forget about us. And everyone's talking about the Ravens. The Chiefs are going to show everyone that they are a legit and should be taken seriously as a Super Bowl winner. Give me Kansas City to cover.
Best defense since week 11. I don't think Houston's going to be able to have the time of possession 40 minutes to 20 minutes like week 6. I'm with David. The personnel is back. I also think Sully brings a great point. The second most profitable strategy betting the last 15 years, Andy Reid off a bye. The dude is a cover machine. I think the Texans are about to get fed into a wood chipper. Give me Kansas City. And now we get to the big game. Hey, coach, it was an honor. Is Carson okay? Getting 4.5 from the Packers. We go to David.
According to Football Outsiders, the Packers rank as the second worst 13-3 team in DVOA. 4 of the 6 previous worst 13-3 teams lost in the divisional round. And I believe the Packers will lose. The Seahawks have been won in Green Bay since 99, but they will get it done. Russell Wilson heads to the NFC Championship game.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
This line is 4, by the way. It has touched 4 points.
Oh, doesn't matter to me.
Actually, there's a book that even has it at 3.5, but we'll go with 4. So I love Green Bay in this one, lock of the week. I think Green Bay is going to go to the Super Bowl, actually. But give me the Packers. It ends with Russell Wilson run ends this week. He's been incredible, had a great year. But the Packers are going to take care of business, and they're going to cover as well. Give me Green Bay.
I can't. I just, no more Russell Wilson. Please, God, no more. No more Pete Carroll chewing on his gum like a horse chews hay. No more. No more. There'll be no more. Packers, lay the points. Mm. Bring sanity back to my football season. Mm. Those are your selections.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.